RuPaul's Drag Race fans, we are about to discuss season 10. We'll give you a breakdown of all the queens, as well as an explanation as to why advertising doesn't work on us. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Bring it to the runway.
Hello, everybody. Jay, bring it to the runway.
Every day, I bring it to sidewalks on my runway.
This is the Tuesday afternoon.
Jay's bringing a raglan to the runway.
Yo, it's getting louder. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our special edition of RuPaul's Drag Race. Meet the Queens. Welcome, everybody. I am Mark J. Freeman, one of your hosts today, and I am joined by my lovely panel.
Oh, sorry. I was really excited.
My lovely panel, starting with the anatomical lady at the table.
1, 2, 3, Jackie B on all platforms.
Wow. Shout out to Anatomics. Hey, I'm Ronnie Jr. Hello.
And you can call me Mother.
Call him Mother.
That's Jay Ellis. Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody. Thank you guys for coming in. I emailed her. I was like, can we do a Meet the Queens, guys? I really want to. I think because I watched them all.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I have shit to say.
Mm. Oh, really?
I did.
Go figure. That's
shocking. I know. It's hard to believe. Somebody actually tweeted me, and I was like all excited. I was like, oh. And of course, they weren't genuine. But they were like, Mark, you know Raven and Morgan? And I was like, yeah, I do. And they wrote, and then they did a gif of like surprised face or something. I was like, why do you have to be idiots? Anyway, so we're here. We're just going to recap the Meet the Queen videos. And I was talking to Ronnie Jr. before you got here. You weren't here yet. And saying, I'm really going to try to just keep it to what I saw on the Meet the Queen video. I'm going to try not to go into other, because we've seen other clips, the entrances of the workroom and stuff like that. So I'm really going to try and just base everything on what we saw in the video.
The impression solely on the video.
Solely on the video.
Okay.
Well, what if you've seen these queens, like, in real life?
Only one do I know, and when we get to that person, I'm going to explain what I did.
No, it's certainly difficult, because you think about, like, somebody who is in a smaller town, maybe a younger kid, who they're going to watch all this content. So
right.
Judgments are going to be much more different for this season than any other season. Right. I had, where we were talking about, like, yeah, there's so many things where I'm like, I'm for sure on this person. And then I see their interview skills with Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
Or the dress on the runway. Like, yeah. It wasn't good. So you start to kind of dictate different things. So it will be hard to solely do
solely.
It.
Well, that's what I said. When I was taking my notes, too, I kind of would start wandering off from the video. And I was like, nope. And I would scratch it out because I was like, nope, I'm not going to talk about that till we start next Sunday.
I did limit my, like, to queens that I didn't have knowledge of before. Mm-hmm. I didn't go and look for extra footage just because I still like that element of surprise.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go in so informed that then I'm now biased.
Right.
Completely against somebody.
Well, I haven't seen that. I mean, again, there's one person I know, but everybody else I don't really know. Mm-hmm. And I, other than that clip that the video of, there's been the commercials on TV. So, mm-hmm. you know, you're kind of forced to watch those. So other than that, I don't really know much about any of them.
And at the end of the day, also, it's a competition. So your favorite people might not be good team players.
Right.
Your favorite people may not be able to sew. So
right.
this one does make it intriguing, you know, as we jump into 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So we ready for this?
Ready.
Yeah. We're ready.
This is so exciting. I'm going to start with, though, because this, I don't know that I've ever said this about a RuPaul look, but her look gave me life. I want it in my size.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Aquarius?
No, this is Aquarius. But I was talking about RuPaul herself in the video for where there's everybody's nine, why be a nine, be a 10 or whatever, yeah. The black and white.
You were into that promo look.
Oh my God, I love every moment of it.
And I like I was saying earlier, I like the neon aspect of everything going on with all their
Well, each one usually has some sort of...
Yeah.
But I feel like they did a neon one kind of recent, though.
Yeah, I feel like they did...
Season 8 kind of had a neon-y.
Yes.
Because of...
But I feel like it was more like a period. Because everyone was kind of like 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
But neon.
Yeah.
So this one was a little like more neon.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm literally just doing these in the order in which I watch them. So there is no rhyme or reason to any of this. Other than the last person is the winner. No, I'm kidding. All right, so number one.
No bias, he says.
No bias whatsoever. This is not the first one. The first one is Dusty Ray Bottoms, 29, from New York City. first impression. Okay, well, I'm going to read. I wrote like a little thing based on what they said in the video that kind of describes them. Theatrical, witchy, dark. And then I wrote eyebrows with dots. Because she talked about that.
Can I just get... Oh, okay. I was going to give a production note. Yeah, it's four, Anthony. Sorry, I just had to communicate okay. that to the booth.
No, that's fine. So let's first talk about her look. What did we think about her look?
Acid Betty.
Acid Betty.
It's hard at this point for me to look at queens this far in the seasons and just not have an immediate comparison.
Right.
And just that longer face, the cool aesthetic on the face. I saw like an Acid Betty style that I think... I got from Desi Ray Bottoms, but my first impression, I like what she was saying. I just didn't see it translated into her promo. So I want to see her on the show. I want to see that entrance look. I want to see what she does in the competition because I didn't get witchy per se, but okay. I liked the face. I liked that mug. It was okay. good.
Ron Jr.
A dear friend of mine, my friend Mercedes, she was at an NYU grad program. I'm not sure the program, but I do know that she had to do a doc on Dusty Ray about 3 years ago. So therefore, I'm going to have like a little bit of the bias.
Right.
And then I will say the parts that I would hear my friend talk about the project, and I've seen a little bit of it as well. It kind of matched up to what I saw. So I okay. wasn't left like, oh, okay, you know, she's going to be this really great queen on the dock, which, I mean, let's be honest, almost all of these queens, all these contestants will be great, but maybe they won't be good for the show.
Right.
I still feel like Dusty Ray will be good enough for the show. I love the self-deprecating humor. I love the Broadway thing, which that doesn't always work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always going to be pretty hard for a New York City one. I'm just, right. yeah. Right. I just said I'm always going to be hard. I didn't mean like yeah. I'm
we
like
knew what you
erect.
Meant. We knew what you meant.
I just...
You don't have to correct yourself. We knew what you meant.
I don't have a hard on.
We're still talking.
If you're listening to this on iTunes, you might want to click over to the video.
There's not but three shows I go without not talking about my penis. I don't know how it always happens. Ugh.
Me One, too. Two, three,
Jackie B. Do you want to follow that, please?
Yeah.
Well, I have the same problem. I'm just kidding. I'm always talking about my penis on the podcast. I'm not really living for the polka dots thing. And
oh, the dots, eyebrow dots?
Yeah, the eyebrow dots. No, but it's like a face thing, too. Yeah. And it's interesting because Acid Betty was supposedly a punk queen, and Dusty Ray Bottoms is saying she's a punk queen. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to find... Cameron Michaels Redmore is punk to me.
Okay, yeah.
So as like a person, I don't know because like I guess they have to wear these neon outfits.
Right.
So it's hard to read someone as punk when they're wearing neon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know really like how to translate this. So I'm still kind of on the fence there, but
that's a great point
because I'm open-minded.
Your styles are going to mix when you are a certain thing,
yeah.
and then you have to change. I think Trinity last season said the same thing. The hair had to get changed, the this and the that, to complement, you know, the other queens not looking like her or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
I don't mind a queen who looks different, though. It's just that it didn't really read as punk to me, but I think that part of it has to do with, like, the neon is dictating the outfit. You know,
the
like I see,
her.
Like, you know, in this runway, she's got more of this like dark, punky kind of look versus what she was wearing in her Meet the Queens video.
Well, I think she said everything she wears, she like outlines in black or something. She made that kind of comment in there. So I think it's just kind of, but again, and we talked about this last week, when they start varying from their look. Either you like it or you're like, you know what I mean? Like you want it, but then you get it and then you're like, but I like that. So
but then there's always also when you say you're a punk, there's always this balance that you don't want to suddenly come out like whatever character Ben de la Creme was playing as like the punk girl
in the
All-Stars episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like you want to come off as your own unique kind of punk thing, but you don't want to come off as like a goth girl stereotype.
Right.
So I'm just interested to see where or how that develops on the show or where that develops.
Yeah. Right. I loved her look. I actually liked the eyebrows and I like, you know, it's so funny because I feel like a lot of times with drag things happen accidentally. Like, you put something on, and you're like, oh, girl, that actually works. You know what I mean? And I love the story behind the dots. Mm-hmm. They don't bother me. I like it. It's something different. I think that I always like that kind of stuff. I really liked her. I felt like, again, I'm just watching this video. I'm not basing it on anything else. I felt like she was herself. I didn't feel like I was seeing her act up. put on a show. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that more than somebody trying to get in their catchphrases.
Great.
And I think another thing to note about her is another like Broadway chick. You know, we've had that situation last season. Unfortunately, Alexis was going so hard with that. But
I don't think you look at her and you go Broadway theatrical. You know what I mean? Like Alexis, that's just your first thought.
Well, that's the hope. So there's a couple notes that she has.
Yeah. So I think it'll be interesting. And I felt confidence in her. Like, I don't feel like she's someone who's going to break down and be like, who am I? Why am I here?
And
like,
she's got a good attitude because, I mean, you heard her talk about why she calls, why the name is Rusty Day, but Rusty, you know, at waiting tables.
They razzied her
and then it was like, okay, you can call me a big old bottom, then I'm going to own this. So I like that in her, and I think that's going to be really good, for the competition.
I did, when I started doing, no one could remember Lorraine. When I started doing drag, and my one person in particular kept calling me Loretta, and it drove me crazy. So what I did was I found a song that I wanted to do, and it sounded like a little girl. Uh-huh. So I did it as Loretta Love, Lorraine's daughter. So then, and I swear to you, as soon as I did that, she never called me it Loretta claims. Again because I took it away and I made something out of it. So you go, girl. Yeah. I think we also talked about her attitude already. Are you gagging to see more?
I think with all of these queens, I'm gagging to see more. I think
all of them, really?
Well, you know,
based on the video.
Whenever I see the video, I know there's more there, even if the video...
But gagging?
You know what?
You want to see more or you're gagging to see more?
Oh, gosh, Mark. I don't know. I don't know.
No? I'm excited. I like her. She's one of my tops.
Okay. She's not one of the ones that stuck out to me.
No?
Out of all of them. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next is Belair St. Clair, 22, from Indianapolis.
Another Broadway queen.
She looks cute as a button.
50s, 60s Broadway queen. Old Hollywood is how she kind of described herself. Mm-hmm. Jay Ellis, what did you think?
I think that Alexis Michelle died when she said, there's not really been a Broadway ingenue. Right? And Alexis Michelle probably just been like, ugh.
Well, I think ingenue is the key word.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the point.
I'm sure Alexis Michelle was an ingenue at some point.
Well, at some point, but I think her point is that she's young.
Initial thoughts for Blair were, I'll kind of wrap them all up. I like the look. I like the like 50s, 60s Housewives vibe. I feel like I haven't seen that in a little bit for a drag queen, so it feels kind of old fashioned, but meets like the neon, which was cool. Mm-hmm. And then as far as am I gagging and wanting to see her the whole season, we'll see. Like, this is kind of one where I haven't seen this look or this vibe in a while, so I kind of do want to see more from Blair St. Clair.
Yeah,
I think she's very likable. I usually don't like the likable people just for the sake of that. You need to bring other things. I like how you said the old school, you know, a housewife. You know, I always like Mrs. Kasha Davis. So the fact that she is so young, 22, Indianapolis, and the character is so much there.
Yeah.
I like it. I'd like to see more. I don't know if I'd put her in the top three or four, but I still want her on the show, and I like it. Yeah.
She's cute. I get where she's coming from. Like, I get where she's coming from because I've been where she's coming from. Mm-hmm. And then I get worried knowing that when you were talking earlier about how some queens are going to like break down and be crushed in the competition, I kind of worry about that because she seems so there's like this element to her that I worry that she doesn't know quite what she's getting into and how like vicious.
Yeah.
Drag Race can be.
Yeah.
So that concerns me a bit,
yeah.
I should say.
I felt like she was... I did feel a little bit of a putting on. You know, not 100% herself. And I did write that too, Jackie. I'm worried that she still hasn't... even though she says, this is what I am, I don't know, being that young, do you truly know who you are? I think she's still finding herself. And I agree 100%. I think that she... she may have a hard time with the stronger personality people. Mm-hmm. But I do like the look. Like, I'm the same, like, Kasha Davis, Alexis Michelle. This is my kind of drag. Like, I like this kind of stuff. You know, I will fall for that 50s,
But you didn't 60s. Like Courtney Act. She's very Courtney Act.
No.
That's who she reminds me of most.
No.
She has that fish look, but I feel like Courtney was more mod. This is a little bit more.
I don't. Think
I could see what you mean, though. I could see that point, like that very.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I'm not gagging to see more, but I think there is more to see, and I think she will make it pretty far.
Cool.
All right, number three, Asia O'Hara. She didn't say how old. She said 30-something, but you might have it.
35. Yeah, we have 35 Dallas.
From Asia. From Dallas. Her name is Asia, yes. From Dallas. Post-apocalyptic, alienated style. She had the flat hair in the video. I had to write that down so I didn't forget. I don't know what post-apocalyptic alienated style is, so that worries me. Jay, what do you think?
First off, like, my first impression, I did not like the wig, like, the coloring in the mm-hmm. wig or the styling of the wig. And maybe it was just something, again, like, I didn't understand the theme that she was going for. Mm-hmm. And then her talking, I have, I like, she said that I want to be in a competition where you can create as opposed to what you get. Like, I right. like that she's very open to sewing, singing, dancing, like, whatever the competition brings. I feel like she's going to be a strong competitor. I'm kind of getting, like, a Shay. I think she's going to go far like Shay Coulee did.
Yeah.
What I like about her is, yes, like, she's going to go into the post-apocalyptic, you seem to not like that, Mark, but it's not my thing, but I can get it. Now, where I fall...
I just don't know what it means.
Okay, well, maybe there's, yeah.
I mean, I know what post-apocalyptic means, but I don't right. know what that means as a style.
Well, here was my concern with that. I feel like we get that, and I feel like we get other looks, too, within, you know, she's with the
like
sewing and...
Mad Max.
Yeah. That's no, like I mean, post. I'm not saying that, I just, like... When you're describing who you are, to say that you're post-apocalyptic, I mean, does that mean you're going to look like you just got bombed? You know what I mean? Like you're crawling out of the ashes every time you're on the runway. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I get what post-apocalyptic means. Yeah. I just don't know, as a style, what that means.
Like a concept.
Well, that's what I was going to say. My review on this was that it felt like there was so many different styles yeah. combined. And then, I mean, we have the fact that she could compete Miss Gay America first time running. That's good. I like the 35. I like the older season queens mm-hmm. a lot of times.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem like someone who is seasoned, but will get in her own way, mm-hmm. which some of them do.
Right.
But then when we look at the, I know you're not really looking at the runway. The runway didn't, the dance was no good. Mm-hmm. The nose makeup was pretty rough, and she just didn't have a star power. So I think adding all that up, I wouldn't be too into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd want to push for her, but I don't know mm-hmm. that I would.
1, 2, 3, Jackie B.
So I didn't see, this is with the disclaimer that I didn't see the runway, but from her Meet the Queens, I am gagging. Like, this is one of the queens oh. I am gagging to
oh,
see
Oh, great.
More. I loved her mug in the Meet the Queens. I loved that outfit. I thought it was so cool and one of the ones that was most unique and really stuck in my head.
Okay.
I hated the hair, but I can respect that she's trying to do something.
Well, she's
different.
Post-apocalyptic.
Yes. So
and
the
after
hair,
a bomb goes off, that's what your hair
the
looks
hair
like.
Is not my thing, but I get what she's doing with it, and yeah. I can respect that. It was just interesting to me that I found out later that she was a pageant queen because she doesn't read that way Mm-mm. to me either from the video. She read as someone who I thought could be very versatile in the yeah. competition.
Yeah.
Face is beat. I'm looking yeah. at it right now. It looks
it's
real
gorgeous.
Good.
Yeah. It looks gorgeous.
I will say this. She was one of the ones that when I went back to watch, I was like, oh, I forgot about her. Oh,
okay.
From having watched it the first time. This is my worry. And I marked which one said this. Whenever they say, I'm a chameleon queen, I start getting worried. Because then I go, do you know who you are? Do you... You know what I mean? Like...
Well, that's I said. Yeah, different... So many different styles. Things, I don't know.
I want to know who you are. And that is my word. She did say the drag has been her savior in the video. And that kind of popped out to me. So I was like, maybe she's got... This may be a mirror moment, Jay.
Mirror moment.
I'm just getting... You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you're going to say drag is your savior, maybe something really did happen.
Sure.
I mean, I did like she said, I'll dig a ditch, I'll do this. I may not do it the best, but I'll do it. I liked that, but there were so many other things that I worried about. She's one of the ones that I'm definitely on the fence about. So she could surprise me, but again, just based on the video, again, I didn't really remember her, and that worries me.
I just read the chameleon thing as being ready to do anything in the competition, because you hear so many times the judges saying, well, why don't you try this and step out of your box? And why don't you try that and step out of your box? And I do realize that it can become contradictory because then you have the judges then go, well, now I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Which is frustrating for the contestants.
And a lot of them threw the word versatile around in their meet the
Right.
Queens.
But yeah. I mean, I don't mind that because you know you have to do a bunch of different types of competitions. So saying that you're ready for it, I feel like is setting yourself up to understand that mm-hmm. this is hard and this is what you're going to be ready for.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying. I guess I just see it as, good, because that's what you're here to do. So why tell me that? You know what I mean? Like, I always feel like this is your opportunity to give me a little bit more of who you are. Instead of just saying generic things, like, take this opportunity to teach us something we don't know about you. Make us want to know more. And I just didn't
Yeah, she may be amazing, but I think that was it for me.
Yeah,
on this.
I wasn't. Yeah,
there's so many other queens that I'm like, let's.
Yeah. All right. So then number four is Aquaria 21 from New York City. And okay. As for her look, I left this blank because she didn't. I just didn't. After watching it, I mean, I'll say what I had to say last, but she didn't really give me anything as a descriptor of what she is, so I didn't write anything. Jay, I'll let you go first.
Thank you. Looking at Aquaria's photo,
I let you.
Yeah, thanks. Oh. I'll take it. I really like the eye makeup. I like that style where it's kind of mm-hmm. a drawn and then break and then a drawn. Uh-huh. I responded really great to her look. Her attitude, I wasn't super into. Yeah. But this is what's weird to me is that I had that last season with Aja where I was like, oh, the Meet the Queen, I really like the look, but I'm not into like what she's giving me. Right. And then later Aja turned into one of my favorites. So it's just so hard to base it off of this. But Aquaria wasn't the one I was like, oh man, I really want to watch you on this show. But seeing the face, I'm like, I really like the style of drag.
Yeah.
Aja was one of my favorites from Meet the Queens.
Really?
She was one of my favorites.
I remember, first
Meet the Queens or All Star?
First Meet the Queen, yeah. I remember seeing her going, she was one that I wanted to see more of.
Yeah.
I definitely
got that. Oh, yeah. I loved her little flighty, like, oh, yeah. Like ratchet. I loved it. Like, but sometimes being confusing, if it is to brand, works beautifully.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's her, too. So I think we saw her just being her.
Yeah.
And that is what was interesting.
And it grew
when you're putting on, I start to shut down because I want to get to know the real person.
Well, and then my last thing was for this one, I kind of got like a Willem. Like, I think she's very aware of the show.
Yeah.
So that's mine for Aquaria.
Ronnie JR?
What I love about her, of course, she's, you know, Ronnie JR. RJ works too. Whatever. I should tell you if I would never do drag, I suppose. But if I did, I did come up with a name.
Oh, what would it be?
I'll give it to you later, though.
Okay.
I'll give it to you later.
Okay. Ooh, look at him. Teasing
little cheese there. Okay, because we don't have tons of time. What I like about Aquaria is, yes, hitting the scene hard, you know, doing things with Amanda Lepore and traveling around the world and sort of taking this next generation of what social media can do to you, which I know typically I don't always like that because then they lose the essence of the art of drag. Mm-hmm. But she might be so ahead of the game that there's some type of visuals that she's going to be really strong that we kind of are going to be gagged over because she is out there doing this religiously at a young age. And when you're older, you kind of get your, you know, a lot of shit you go through.
Yeah.
You're young, you're having great sex, all this good fun. And I think having that...
In theory.
I'm assuming she's having great sex, right? And I think, like, we do need that type of thing to light up the show.
Yeah.
Typically, again, not into the young... But having that she's so on the scene, she does a lot of things with Miss Cracker in New York. I could get into it, but she's definitely not a favorite.
Like she's gonna go far.
I do think personality wise, I saw her in an interview with Evan Ross Katz, and one of the most boring interviews I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you have to have a great personality, but I say that if you are too antisocial, you might not be good in a competition. That's just my only red flag with her. But she does look great.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, Jackie B.
She reminded me a lot of Willem, like a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think that right now that's what's, because obviously she's gorgeous. And that's what's like drawing me back because I feel like Willem was such a shock to the system of the show that I don't want to see someone trying to imitate Willem just to imitate Willem. And obviously like we have an entire show to see more of her personality and whether or not that stays true. But right now that was a little bit of a turnoff for me because I was just like, ooh, this is, and I like Willem. And I was like, this is so much like Willem to me. I want to see something more of her that is uniquely her.
Right.
Yeah. when I started to watch them again for today, the first thing I wrote after I wrote her name was, I remember not liking her. Well. From watching it the first time. I said this earlier before we started taping. I'm equating her to the hype of Miss Fame. Because I feel like just because they got a big following on social media and stuff, you know, that's great. That's fantastic. That doesn't always mean amazing should be crowned the queen of RuPaul's Drag Race. So that's a worry of mine. I thought she was trying way too hard. It was like catchphrase after catchphrase after catchphrase. Like, oh, you should say this. Oh, someone said, oh, you should say this. Oh, you should say, so I'm going to work these in. Because I felt like the question that hypothetical question that's getting asked to them that you're only seeing the answer to, I feel like she wasn't even really answering the question. She was just like, I just need to get in this catchphrase. And that was driving me. I mean, within 15 seconds, I was just over it. Like, I didn't want to watch anymore. Curious thing that she said that, I don't know if you guys caught, she said she wants to be a winner who actually deserves it. Did that rub anybody the wrong way?
I heard it, and I didn't let it affect me that much. Me
neither. I feel like it's referring to some queens that, like, when you look at someone like Violet Tchotchke and people like me.
I love Violet from the beginning, which goes against a lot of the things that I say. But I was on Violet the immediate beginning, never had no issue with her. And I like somebody. Listen, being a bitch or being rude or whatever is different than not kind of giving a care.
Right.
I have enough confidence in my life that I feel like if somebody doesn't give a care about me, I'm not going to cry. And I feel like Violet gave an energy where she was like, I don't really care about you. And yeah. They cried. I kind of think with this girl, she might have that same thing. She's so in her zone. Yeah. She might be so secure. These might not be contrived answers. This might just be her ready to just knock it out the ballpark.
I don't think so.
And the rest of the other people will construe that as being rude or something. Yeah. I don't know. That might not have been your thought per se, but...
No, that's okay.
Yeah. I could care less. She was another one that was... kept saying, I'm a chameleon, I can do whatever. So again, that worries me when you, I mean, not saying that they aren't going to be or anything like that, but it just starts, because then I start to go, well, then do you really know who you are?
Right.
So that's my only concern. Okay. Number five is Yahua Yamasaki, 27, from New York City. A blend of cabaret and old school drag. Mm. Jay Ellis. Oh, start just with somebody so you know, else. Jay, I am still jealous.
Don't be. Start with somebody else. I need to find my notes.
Ronnie J. R.
Oh, gosh. Ronnie J. R. Yeah. I will just say not very much, and that's hopefully not a bad thing. I'll just say there wasn't a memorability factor with her, so I just am watching the show, and she might surprise me, but I didn't leave too much of an impression at all, actually. Okay. Until I did the research and redid the notes and stuff, yeah. I was like, oh, that's right, she's here.
Yeah. Jackie,
I thought her outfit was super cute, mm-hmm. and then you know later on learned that. She's a seamstress, mm-hmm. so I'm excited to see more costumes from her. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys could see what we saw, which is her on the runway with another cool costume. Uh-huh. So I am excited about that, but obviously when you do competitions, it has to be more than just costumes. So I'm just waiting to see for when she does the competitions. Like, what does she bring other than just being a badass seamstress?
Right.
I got my thoughts.
Still jealous?
Yeah, I remember this one now. So I... liked her energy and her personality. I wasn't crazy about her look, actually. So I thought the shoulder pads, she's such a tiny frame, she really should have played with the proportions a little bit more for me to either camp it up or make it a little bit more glamour. Mm-hmm. I thought that the shoulder pads are just a little off for me. So I remember not being crazy about her style aesthetic, and but I liked her.
Mm. Yeah. I could go with that, yeah.
I absolutely... adored her.
Oh, good.
I kept rewinding and watching. It was like, I was just so caught up in it that I was just like, oh, wait, what did she say? I don't know. There was something about her to me that was, I mean, I was living for her. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I felt like she knew who she was. She was confident. She did say she found happiness with drag. I'm picking, you know, details just because this was all I was basing it on. Mm-hmm. She found happiness in drag, so I feel like maybe there was some kind of something that she went through and that drag really helped pull her through that. She seemed genuine to me. I just wanted more. I was completely gagging for more.
I wanted to know more. Seeing who people on this panel yeah. are gagging for, because sometimes my expectations are like flipped.
Yeah.
And I love that, because someone might speak to you, and sometimes for me, like, I can't even pinpoint the reason why certain people speak to me, but I'm like, yeah. ooh, that, yeah. and you'll see that coming up where I can't explain. There's one particular queen yeah. where I'm just like, oh, I just love this, and I can't articulate why.
Okay, yeah. We'll try.
Oh, my God, I think it's the same person I feel the same
oh,
way
really?
About.
Just
okay. because the way you described that, okay, yeah. we'll keep going. Okay.
Let's find out who it is.
We gotta wait. Another tease.
Yeah. All right. Number six, The Vixen, 26, Chicago, disco fun superhero. I wrote question because I, you know. Classic but can get down in it is what she said her look was like. Still jealous? Are you still ready, or do you still need time?
I am ready for the Vixen. I liked the Vixen. Oh, thank you. I'm missing the name. She's right in front of my face. The only thing that worries me is that she said that she really looks up to Tyra Sanchez. Like, that was a very weird kind of one to pull from the show that you want that kind of... it's just not a common one that I would hear.
Yeah. And it's like, what does that actually mean?
Right.
Yeah, like, I wasn't really sure.
Because is that new Tyra?
Well, she said she liked that she... that she was, like, unapologetic.
Yeah.
Not to quote Madonna. You know what I mean? Like, she did her stuff. She didn't care what other people thought. I'm just going to be me. This is who I am.
Yeah. So, overall, I mean, I obviously want to see, more from all of these queens. But with the Vixen, sure. I'm excited about it. I think she's going to bring something very cool. And Chicago. I'm into Chicago queens.
I'll just echo a lot of his on that. I'm here for it. I feel like I could be surprised on a lot of different things. I don't know personality-wise, you know, was she going to fade to the back?
Mm-hmm.
Performance-wise, no. Creativity, concept, I'm there for it.
Yeah.
But it is a social game. It's, well, shit, it's turned into Big Brother.
Right.
So that is my only concern with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have a lot of thoughts. But then it's like now I read in this this breakdown that Ronnie gave us where this vocal woke queen brings both activism and fire to the stage. I would have wanted to see some of that.
Right.
Like, to know that you are a political activist would have made a big difference to
me. Right. So. I did not remember. I literally, until I saw the picture again, I went, oh, wait, who is that? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. Like, I could care less. And again, I agree with you with the Tyra Sanchez thing. I was like, oh, okay, you just lost me.
But if I may, it might be one of those things where they slowly roll out her talents, because thinking back, like, no one really, I mean, I don't think a lot of people jumped on Sasha as being as amazing as she was from the Meet the Queen. So maybe it's one of these things where the activism will come out and all these other great things too.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, we're not halfway through and we've got 8 minutes left.
Is that true, engineer? Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, so Vanessa Vanjie Matteo, 25, and she is Miami, correct? She didn't actually say it. I just assumed because she's...
Tampa,
Florida. Okay. Ghetto girl from Miami. Oh, she said that. Meets stripper pole is how she described herself. Jay Ellis.
This is the one that I probably had the least opinions about. I don't know how excited I am to see Vanessa Vanjie Matteo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, sorry, that's just kind of where it is.
We'll try to go quick from the Matteo family, so that could be exciting. First viewing, I also was like, missed it, right? But second and third viewing, I said, oh, I like this. But then I am the Aja type. I like a ratchet. I like I watch Love and Hip Hop on VH1 religiously.
Yeah.
So I think that's not saying a great deal because it's not saying about the drag craft,
right.
But I'm saying I'm still here for it. Yeah. Anyways, yeah.
I like that she mentioned Vanessa, who is the Ursula. Woman character of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, and that endeared me to her. So
I could care less. Wow.
I didn't like the wig or the face.
There was nothing interesting or made me wanting to know more.
Yeah. I did like her runway little dance performance and the look.
Okay.
I was at least into that. So like I said, as you continue with her, you start to like her a little bit more. Well, I mean, I did.
Well, you... Go ahead. Number 8, Monique Hart, 31, Kansas City Mo. Glam look queen on a budget is how she described herself. Jay Ellis, do you think she is a glam look queen on a budget?
I have such a huge exclamation point next to Monique Hart. I think this is going to be one of the good ones. I'm really excited about her.
Okay.
Yeah, I responded really great to her Meet the Queens.
Okay.
And she said she's on a budget, which I always love, like a cheat sheet.
Right, right.
Now those are the ones that are, like, endearing to me.
Right.
So here we go. Yeah.
I do like that. I don't have much on her, so since we all go, I'll just go to the next person. Nothing really stood out.
Jackie?
The only thing that stood out to me was the old name, Cut a Bitch Hard, which I kind of wish she would have kept because of what you see with the next queen. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to just say, I didn't, she was another one I kind of didn't really remember.
Okay.
But after watching it a second time, she was the one that I thought, you know what, she might be the surprise. She may be the one that her Meet the Queen I didn't really remember.
Right.
But she could surprise me down the road.
Right.
I like, she said, from Kansas City, where smoke meets barbecue, jazz, and me. That was kind of cute.
That is cute. So.
Monet Exchange. Is 27, born in Brooklyn, but lives in the Bronx now. Fresh, edgy, new, very biological, which I think was tongue-in-cheek. Jay Ellis.
I put jolly, lovable. I love New York queens. I usually like their style and their aesthetic. So I'm thinking I'm going to be rooting for Monet Exchange.
Okay.
heavy in the paint for Monet Exchange, for sure. She's not the only one, but definitely heavy in the paint for Monet Exchange. Yeah. I think she does a show with Miss Cracker. I, like yourself, you know, always going to be for a New York queen. Mm-hmm. Not to exclude the other queens, but yeah. I like her, like the personality. I think she could dance. She does give off, if we're doing comparisons, she gives off such a Bob thing. Yeah. I don't
she
know.
She sounds like Bob.
Except, no, mannerisms, but voice. Also, yeah. No, she'll, like, dip into the camera. Like, she is a Bob. Okay. So I wonder if, like, competitively wise, as you said last week, they do produce a show. So we right. might not have her win, but I think she's ready to play the game.
Right.
And, yeah.
Right.
I think she'll make it
and
far.
I like her, and her looks are amazing. You yeah. know what yeah. I mean? Like, I'm like, look-wise and craftsmanship, but I don't know if we got that she can sew. I'm not sure on that one for
she
sure.
Didn't really say I don't know it. If I have that written.
I didn't write anything yeah. about
it
either.
Either way, she's going to make an explosion, and yeah. I like it a lot.
I am a sucker for a funny name, and yeah. that name just killed me, and I loved her from the minute I heard that name.
Yeah.
And I think that when you start with a funny name like that, it brings people to be open to your form of comedy. And so I loved her look. I'm very excited to see more.
She said one of the things that stood out the most to me, and that was that you should know who you are when you walk through the doors of the workroom.
I was just excited because I saw that in my notes, too. I like that.
I like that. She said, I'm not here to find myself. I know who I am. She had me at that.
Yeah.
So then we have number 10, Ms. Cracker, 33, from New York. Thin, white, and salty Jewish Barbie on bath salts, comedy queen.
She's going to go far. Yeah. I think Ms. Cracker's
going to
be...
And also Bob's daughter.
Yes. They
and they do a show together.
The story that they were saying was Ms. Cracker was seen by Bob. Bob approached her, this in boy, and it was kind of like a, oh, are they going to hook up kind of situation. Ms. Cracker said that, oh, I wasn't into the drag thing at all, and they stayed fair weather friends for a while up until like 6 months down the road when Miss Cracker finally jumped into drag. Like you say, these are bits of information we shouldn't know, but right. I heard her on a podcast, so it just makes it more likable, and the looks are amazing,
yeah.
and her little staccato way of dancing, I was like, oh my god, please. Even when she wasn't moving, the eyes were moving and the heartbeat was moving, and it's plasticky and fun.
I'm excited to see more because I think she's gonna give looks and comedy, which that's what I look for in drag queen.
Jackie B.
Obviously, the name is funny, but I actually didn't get much from her outside of the name. And knowing that Bob, who is one of the funniest drag queens ever, is her drag mom. So, like, I guess I'm just waiting to see. Mm-hmm. There's a high level of expectation that you have to reach.
Yeah. So. I agree with you because I kept hearing about, again, I'm trying to base it on what I saw, and I have to agree. Other than the cute little, what I read, you know, that she's the Jewish cracker, whatever, there was nothing else that really kind of, in the video, stood out to me. So I want to see more, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't crazy about the name, though.
Yeah.
I like everything else, but I wasn't crazy about it.
Right. Number 11, the one that we all know, Mayhem Miller, 35, Riverside, California. Queen of the party, fun, fierce, and fantastic, dynasty glamour. Jay Ellis, who went to school with her. Right? Didn't you go to school with her?
No, they're just both from Riverside.
I thought you said you went to school with her.
Yeah, I grew up. I heard that. Somewhere. I grew up knowing her. And honestly, if you like Raven, Morgan, Delta, Detox, all of these people, these are influences. Yeah. This is who she grew up doing drag with. So I think that you're going to like the aesthetic and the humor is there. Mayhem, I'm telling you guys, is like, I hope she lasts on the show very long because I want her to stick around for a long time.
Because you guys all know her. I'm the only one at the table that doesn't. I hate Riverside, so that's no good for me.
Right.
And I mean, come on, the New Jersey of LA. Let's come. I mean,
right.
Let's go. I mean, really? Right. Yeah. I worked in Riverside for a little bit, so I know. No. Yeah. The Jersey folks don't argue in New York City. I mean, come on. So that's not my favorite part. But here's the thing: because you guys are influenced by her, I think that's great. Like, I don't know her, so I get to look in the window of your guys. Is like, oh, she's great. And honestly, I watched the Meet the Queens originally. Didn't know that you guys all liked or knew her. I think you might have mentioned her name once, and was like into it. And then it definitely supports it that a lot of people like her, and she is real fun, and she's got a sassy little thing about her. Uh-huh. And I thought all of the looks we saw were great. So I'm into it.
Jackie?
I should clarify, I don't actually know Mayhem. I've just seen her perform live at Mickey's.
Right.
So, and I can remember the first time I saw her perform at Mickey's, which was years ago. I was trying to find the video of it, but I remember thinking to myself, like, she better be on Drag Race because she's so freaking captivating. And that was years ago.
Well, I think she's been auditioning since season one.
I almost think that they've pursued her. I think it's the other way around. I don't know if she's... Yeah, I think that her and Vicky Vox are kind of the characters in L.A. that they're like, we want you on the show.
Well, I know she's always submitting, and feel like there was a season, though, that she didn't because she was kind of over it, but that I could be completely wrong about that. That's what's, so here's what I know, I'm sorry.
We literally have three more.
Sorry. I had to watch this because I do know her very well. Mm-hmm. We've worked together for a long, long, long since I moved to L.A. I hit play and thought, okay, wipe out everything you know. Based on what you're seeing, write down what you think. And honestly, the only thing I wrote down is Party Queen. And that bothered me because I know that she's better than that. Mm-hmm. So if I was somebody who didn't know her and just watching it, I wasn't blown away by what she's wearing. And I've seen her wear amazing things. I wasn't... you know, blown away by anything, and that scared me. So I feel like she's either gonna, I don't know if she's gonna live up to what I'm hoping for.
Right.
So the next one is Cameron Michaels, 31, from Nashville, Tennessee. And literally the only thing I wrote was Muscle Queen because that's all she talked about.
I'm not gonna say anything other than this was the queen I was talking about when I said I can't put my finger on why I like her so much, but I like her a friggin' lot. And I don't even know why.
Is that the one you were going to say as well?
Mine was Miss Cracker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And for Cameron, I want to see more. I'm excited. I like the way that she looks, the aesthetic. I'm into it.
She was one of my lowest ones.
Okay.
I wasn't.
Really? I was opposite. I liked her a lot. She was pretty high up there, too. I like the playing around with the Barbie muscle thing.
Yeah.
She's an extremely feminine, but just can play with those roles. I really dig that. I thought all the looks were really fun. Here's the thing I want to say about her. I feel like she's got a maturity that can take you far in this show. Like, oftentimes, especially me, like, I'm always liking the wild childs, usually. But I don't know. I had this thing, especially when we watched Cameron's, all of her interviews, her little dance, on the runway, seemed like I've been here before, and I'm not going to be showing my ass just for the sake of, like, having a brand. You know, too many of these girls now, they take the art out of drag and just want to show a brand.
Yeah.
And I think she's good. I like her a lot. I think she's going to be disciplined.
Completely opposite opinion, but I just wanted it to end. Like, I'm tired of hearing you talk about your muscles. Okay. That's all I thought. Number 13, Calorie Carbdashian Williams, 27, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Curvy queen, body queen, embracing her curves. That's all she really talked about, Jay Ellis.
She seemed very green. I don't know if that's just me, but it seems like she's going to be one of the first few out.
Well, and she also said, I'm doing this to prove I'm good, which worried me.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie, what'd you think?
Oh, this worried me because, as our fans know, I'm not a big fan of the Kardashians. And so modeling yourself on someone else's brand, I don't think is always the best, unless you're a drag daughter, you know, and it's tied to drag somehow. And then it made me feel so bad for her self-esteem when she was like, oh, I'm too big to be a Kardashian, so this is my way of doing it. And I was like, girl, just go... Make your own brand, do your own thing, and F you to the Kardashians if they think if there's some like thought that you can't be a part of them.
Yeah.
You know? Embrace yourself. Love yourself.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, real quickly, I couldn't take her seriously. The name was horrible for me. I think what you gained by having this cutesy little Kardashian thing play off the curves.
Yep.
I was like, that's great. But to have it also have a I don't know. I guess okay, I got troubled trying to put that together, but the idea is that Calorie's cute, Kardashian, while I don't like it, it could be cute. Putting those together, horrible. She gave me, like you say, not professionally ready, a Layla McQueen, half-ass kind of thing.
Yeah.
But with that said, I mean, I do like the curvy aspect and the influential.
She seemed nice, but I don't know that's going to get her very far. Okay. And last but not least, which I think is funny, that just the last one I watched was Eureka. And I have to say, the first time I watched them and Eureka came on, it was the first time in watching them all that I sat up. I was like, these girls have to watch out. And it may be just because she's had a year to be who she is, and I love that she said she's not doing drag for what she thinks she should be, she's doing for what she wants to do, was 100% behind. I loved her, and I think people need to watch out.
I did like that about her, too. I just noticed that she had the same wig style, and I was like, if you're changing everything, you're keeping those same wigs. So I wanted... But I think that the competition is going to have to be aware of her because she knows how the show works, and I think she's coming in very prepped.
Yeah.
I don't think she's that... great going back into it, but I worry about the other contestants groveling over like a Cynthia Lee Fontaine kind of thing.
Right.
But I wasn't, I hate to say it, but I wasn't really a big fan of hers to begin with. I think I remember seeing her perform at Pride, LA Pride, and the performance was horrible. I know that's like a different beast altogether, mm-hmm. but just from season, the first season's attitude to, I wasn't blown away. I didn't miss her and I didn't need her to come back. Oh. And then I watched objectively and looked and said, oh, maybe it'll be a different thing, a bunch of growth. And I didn't see that. Mm. So I'm kind of like, it could be a good riddance, but she might be great.
Okay.
I'm excited for Eureka. I think me she'll too. Go far.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, on our way out, let's tell everybody how to find us on social media, and let's give our for just from watching the videos. This isn't, you know, we haven't seen anything from the episodes. Just based on the videos, who you think your top three are, you can give an honorable mention if you'd like. Jay Ellis.
Oh my gosh. I'm gonna do Asia O'Hara, Monique Hart, and I guess Cameron Michaels, maybe Monet Exchange is like my wild card.
Okay.
And then don't_be_jealous on Instagram and Twitter, still_jealous.
I might not be able to think that fast, so I'm just going to say @randomlyRJ. But I will say I like Cracker, I like Cameron. I live for Monet, and I hope Monet does well. I think my wild card would be, as I said, the Mateo daughter.
Yeah. Okay.
1, 2, 3, Jackie B on all platforms. My top three were Mayhem, Eureka, and Asia. Mm. My honorable mentions were Monet Exchange and Cameron Michaels.
Right. And I am Mark J. Freeman. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE. My top three, Yahuwah, Eureka, and Ms. Cracker. My honorable mention is Monet.
Nice. Okay.
All right. Thank you guys, and thank you so much for letting us finish.
See you next Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific.
Yes. We'll be back, and Lorraine may show up. Be ready.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.